Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. This is Lupe speaking on a recorded line.
Hi, this is Ahmad, Legal Intake Center. I have a
Ahmad?
potential new Depo Provera claimant on the line. Her name is Deborah Gilkey.
Gilkey. All right. And then can you confirm her phone number with me, please?
The phone number is 662-769-1401.
Perfect. I have that on my end. You can transfer over, Ahmad. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey there, Deborah. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear.
Hi, Deborah. My name is Lupin once again, speaking on a recorded line. I'm assuming you would like to meet you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim already?
No.
And then this question is kind of similar to what I just asked, just worded a little differently. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or most importantly, Deborah, that you have not signed documents with another law firm? Is that correct?
No.
Alrighty. And then you'll be filing this claim for yourself. Is that correct?
Correct.
And then are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then, were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Sorry to hear that. And then, what would be the date of diagnosis?
The date of diagnosis was September the 10th of 2005.
All right, so I got September 10 of 2005. Is that correct?
Correct.
Putting that down. All right, and then can you please provide me with your date of birth, please?
It's March the 29th, 1972.
So you said that was March 29 of 1972.
Correct.
Thank you for that. And then this is just a referral question. Do you know anyone else who was also injured by using Depo Provera?
No.
No? Okay. Alrighty. And then did you consume use the name brand injectable Depo
Yes.
Alrighty. And then did you ever use the generic version?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure. Do you just remember just using the name brand?
Yeah, I just remember using the name ring.
Alright, so you never remember using the generic version, is that correct?
Correct.
Alrighty. And then, did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Okay. And then, within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least four injections prior to the diagnosis?
Correct.
Alrighty. And then, did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992, through the present date?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then this is just asking for your usage years. We're first going to start off when you first started using Depo Provera. Can you please provide me with that?
I first started in 2020. I think it was like August, if I'm not mistaken. It was 22, not, I don't know why I want to say 2022. I'm sorry.
No,
It was
you're good.
2001. I don't know
No,
why
you're
I want to say
good.
the present year.
You're good. So you started in August of 2001?
Correct.
Okay. Alrighty. And then when would be the
No,
year
it was,
when?
I'm sorry, it was
Mm-hmm.
May of 2001. I'm
You're
sorry.
fine. You're fine. It was a while ago. I don't blame you. So you said
Yeah.
that was that, yeah, you're fine. So you said that was May, right, of 2001?
Yeah.
You're fine. I'm gonna put that here. And then would it be safe to just say the first of that month, or do you know what specific date?
I don't know
You're
this
fine.
date.
So it's safe to just put down the 1st of May of 2001, right?
Yeah,
Right.
it's like that.
Thank you for that. So I put down when you first started was May 1st, 2005. What would be the stop date when you stopped using Depo Provera?
I stopped. Well, I started in May of 2001, and I stopped in August of 2005.
Okay, now I know why you got mixed up with
Yeah.
in August. You're fine. So it would be August of 2005 when you stopped. Okay, and then would it be safe to say the 1st of August as well?
Yeah, that'd
All
be
righty.
fine.
Thank you for that. So I'll put 8/1/2005 when you stopped. And then for the recorded line, can you just please confirm your gender?
Oh, female.
Thank you for that. And then it's just asking for the spelling of your first name and last name, but I have it here. It would be your first name spelled Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, correct?
Correct.
Thank you for that. I'm just going to put that here. And then do you have a middle name?
A-N-N.
Oh, A-N-N, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Thank you for that. And then your last name, is it spelled G-I-L-K-E-Y?
Correct.
Thank you for that. Righty. And then is there any suffix in your name, like a junior, senior, the second, the third?
No.
Thank you for that. And then in order for the attorneys to pull up your medical records, can you please provide me with your social security?
The last four or the whole?
Yeah. It's up to you. If you just want to give me the last four, that should be fine as well.
Okay, 9646.
9-4, can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Okay, 9646.
Thank you. 9646.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that. And then I already have here a primary contact email. Just please confirm if it's correct. I got DGILKEY, the number 4, the number 0, @gmail.com. Is that correct?
Correct.
Thank you. And then your primary phone number I have here on file is 662-769-1401. Is that correct?
Correct.
Thank you for that. And then is this a mobile phone number?
Yes.
All righty. And then what's going to happen after we finish the intake, we're almost done here. As soon as I hit the submit button here, it's going to send over some documents over, which is going to require some signatures on your end. As soon as you sign them, the attorneys are going to reach out to you, basically letting you know the next steps. What's the best way for them to contact you? So your contact reference, would it be phone, text, or email?
I'll say text.
Text? Okay. And then what would be the best time of day for you to expect that text? Would it be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Evening.
Evening? Okay. And then can you just please provide me with your home address?
My home address is 3217 mm-hmm. Chapel Hill Road, Starkville, Mississippi, 39759.
Starkville, Mississippi, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that. I see it here. All right. So is this a house or does it have a unit number or apartment letter or number?
No, it's not an apartment. It's a house.
It's a house? Okay. So I'm going to repeat this for you. Just confirm if it's correct. It's 3217 Chapel Hill Road, Starkville for the city and the county. I can't pronounce the county, but I'm going to just spell it out for you. It's OKTIBBEHA County, Mississippi. 39759, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that. And then how do you pronounce the county? I'm just curious.
Atibahawk.
Okay, there you go. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
And then can you confirm the diagnosing doctor name?
Sure. It was Donna Harrington.
Donna with two N's, right? Donna.
Mm-hmm.
And then what was the last name?
Harrington. It was HARRINGTON.
In Mississippi. Let's see here. I found her here. Thank you for that. Alrighty. And then do you remember the diagnosing facility name, like the hospital where Donna diagnosed you?
Yeah, it was North Mississippi Medical Center.
What was the first, the name of the hospital, the first word you said?
North.
Oh, North. North Mississippi, right? Hospital?
Medical Center.
Medical Center. Oh, I found it here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Is it West Point?
No, it was in Yuka, Mississippi.
Yuka? Okay.
Mm-hmm. It'll be
Luka.
L-U-K-A. Yeah, Luka.
There you go. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. I was spelling with the Y, but it came up as L. So you corrected me. Good. Thank you. Alrighty, I found it here, the facility name, and then the address is here as well. I'm just going to repeat it, just confirm if it's correct. I got 1777 Curtis Drive, Luka, Mississippi, 38852.
Great.
Thank you so much for that. Got the address here. And then the phone number here I have on Google is 662-423-6051.
Great.
Thank you. And then, was there any prior cancer diagnosis?
So the one and before, meningioma.
Yeah.
Oh no.
No. Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that. I'm just gonna put no for that. And then, for the treating doctor name, would that be Donna as well? Would that be another doctor?
The same doctor.
Oh, same doctor. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And then the facility would be the same place, right? In North Mississippi Medical Center, Luka.
Great.
Thank you for that. Got that down. And then who would be the prescribing doctor? Would that be Donna as well?
Can you say that again?
Prescribing doctor who prescribed you?
Yeah.
Be Donna as well? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. Facility address. Alrighty. And then do you recall the pharmacy name? Like, did you pick them up at Walmart, CVS?
Been a minute ago.
Oh, you're fine. I know it was a while ago. I can imagine.
But I can look at my paperwork if you just give me a moment.
Time. Yeah.
Okay.
Take a moment. Take your time.
Okay, here you go. It was Starkville at the Penny Clinic Pharmacy.
You said Starkville?
Mm-hmm.
Clinic. All right, let me see. Starkville Clinic Hospital is what I believe I heard. Mississippi. Let's see. Family Clinic of Starkville.
It was Starkville at the Penny. I can't say the word right.
No, can you want to spell it out for me?
At the Penny Clinic. Yeah, it was, it's O-R-C-H-O-P-E-D-I-C.
Do you have the address, perhaps? Let's see. Okay. Spell it out one more time. I believe I spelled it wrong. That's why it's not populating.
Okay.
So put Starkville, and then what's after Starkville?
Okay, after Starkville is O R T H O P E D I C.
Oh, okay. Clinic. Mm-hmm. I found it. I already found it right away. I was spelling it wrong,
okay.
So it was not coming up. I'm so sorry about that.
So, okay.
Thank you for that. Yeah, it's Starkville. Yeah, I found it here. It's at 100. Wilburn Way, Starkville, Mississippi, 39759. I found it here. Thank you so much for that. So the name is here, the address. And then I just want to make sure if I have the same phone number on your end. I have it here at 662-320-4008.
Correct.
Thank you so much for confirming. And that should be it for the medical part of the intake. Let's see here. Do you have a copy of the medical records?
Yes, I do.
You do? Okay. And then how would you be able to provide these medical records? Would it be by mail or electronically or both for the attorneys?
I don't have every single thing, so I have to contact the hospital, obtain the necessary documents.
Okay. That's fine. But if you were to able to obtain them, because you do know the medical records exist, you say you have some of them. You have some of them. What would be the best way for you to provide them? Would it be electronically or mail or both?
I think probably electronically.
Electronically? Okay.
Or both.
Or both? Okay. Would you want me to put down electronically as your best preference or both?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just electronically. Yep.
Okay, got you. And then we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. This is totally optional. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
Yeah, I guess.
You would? Okay. And then does this emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
Doesn't live with me.
Does not live with you. Okay. And then can you please provide me with their first name and then just their initial of their last name?
Okay. Moesha, M-O-E.
M-O-M-O-E? Sorry.
Yeah. M-O-E-S-H-A-J.
J. Oh, I got you. Okay, so it's M-O-E-S-H-A-J.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then what is the initial of her last name?
Oh, there was a initial.
Oh, the J, right?
Uh-huh.
I got you. I'm sorry. That's what I was like.
Okay.
Got you. And then can you provide me with her phone number?
662-769-9794.
9-4. Okay. So I got 662-769-9794.
Mm-hmm.
And then what would be the relationship to you?
That would be my daughter.
Your daughter. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then, would you like to provide her, her email, or would you want to put down your email for, because it's asking for the emergency contact email.
You could just put down my email.
Your email. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just copy paste that. Alrighty. That should be it. I'm just gonna review over these documents, But is it okay if I put no email on the emergency contact and for the emergency contact address? It's totally optional. I can put NA for that option.
Just put NA.
NA? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. All right. Give me 1 second. I'm going to go over this, over the document, make sure I didn't miss any sections on my end. Everything looks great, though. You did great. We literally flew through the whole intake pretty quickly here, okay? So bear with me here. Alrighty, and then before I hit the submit button, I just want to confirm a few things, okay? Before I hit the submit button. So I have your date of birth here as March 29th, 1972.
Correct.
Thank you. And then I got the date of your diagnosis for the meningioma, 9/10/2005, which is September 10, 2005. And then...
Correct.
Thank you. And then I got your start usage year when you first started using Depo. It was in May 1st, 2005, and you stopped using it in August 1st of 2005. That is correct, right?
So, no, May.
Oh, no, I messed up. It's 2001. That's why good thing I went over the documents again.
Yeah.
I just caught that. That's why I go over the documents just to double make sure I don't. Yeah, I put 2005, so I just changed that. I apologize. So I'm just going over it. So I got May 1st of 2001 when you first started, and then you stopped taking a depo in August 1st, 2005. So I got that mixed up. I'm sorry about that. That was
okay.
Alrighty. So yeah, that was it that I had to fix. Everything looks great. So now I'm gonna send these documents over. Okay.
Okay.
Give it a second. Just looking here.
Adrian got a transfer.
Alrighty. Just loading on my end.
Okay.
Yeah, I showed her. I just showed her. Nobody knew that, Jeremy. I showed her yesterday.
Alrighty, it says successful on my end, so you should be receiving it any second now.
Okay.
Alrighty, and then I sent it through text and email. It should be under Guadalupe at masstorchstrategies.com.
Okay.
Just let me know when you receive it, because I'm going to be prepping up a text message to send over to you.
Yeah, I see it. It came in text message.
Oh, perfect. Alrighty.
So I just click the link?
Yeah, click the link, and then... read over those documents, sign them, and then I'll put myself on mute on my end. I'm going to be prepping up a text message to send over to you on my direct line. I'm going to be just sending you the attorney information, and then feel free to give my direct number to anyone who may have been affected after using the Depo Provera, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Okay, do I just go press finish?
Oh, yeah, yeah. When you finish the signing all the required fields, yeah, it should let you press the finish.
Okay.
Yeah, I just received it on my end. It says completed. Yeah, you did a great job, Deborah. You did a pretty great job. You flew through it as well through the DocuSign, so thank you so much. Yeah, basically what's going to happen now, like I said before, the attorneys are going to be reaching out to you in a couple of business days to basically let you know the next steps. And I already text you on my direct line. So feel free to text me or call me if you have any other questions in the future. But yeah, you should be expecting a call from the attorneys within a couple of business days, okay?
Okay, okay.
Yeah. So you have a good day. It was a pleasure talking to you. But before I let you go, do you have any other more questions for me?
No, sir, I don't.
All right, Deborah. Well, have a great day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.